Chapter 1. The Curse of Bigness. As liberal revolutions were crushed across Europe, the Pilgrims of 1848 set off for liberty and America. They included Louis Brandeis's father, Adolf Brandeis, who burned with a revolutionary passion for freedom. As soon as he heard about the uprising against the Austrian imperial government in Prague, he rushed to join the rebels. Only an attack of typhoid fever thwarted his plan. The illness proved to be a blessing in disguise. Because he missed the revolution, the 26-year-old Brandeis avoided being placed on a list of those proscribed by the emperor and was able to leave Prague for the New World. This combination of a devotion to liberty and an ability to turn setbacks into opportunities was characteristic of Adolf Brandeis's career, and his sense of revolutionary optimism inspired his son for a lifetime. At the outbreak of World War I, Louis Brandeis wrote to his daughter, "To me, the world seems more full of hope and promise than at any time since the joyous days of 48, when liberalism came with its manifold proposals." From his father, Brandeis absorbed the inspiring example of a small businessman who, through hard work on a human scale, could develop his intellectual faculties and dedicate himself to personal and economic freedom while providing for the needs of his family and his community. Born in Prague in 1822, Adolf Brandeis had hoped to become a chemist, but, faced with the immediate need to earn a living, joined the mill his father owned for printing cotton. This was the first of the many small businesses that he would manage effectively over the coming decades. But Brandeis's chances for advancement in the Austro-Hungarian Empire were limited by anti-Semitic laws and discriminatory taxes, as well as by a new technology that threatened to make the family's hand-block textile printer obsolete. Failing to find work after graduating with distinction from the local technical school, he set off for Hamburg, where he worked as a grocer. But this kept him apart from his next-door neighbor, with whom he had fallen in love. When she met the charming, witty, and optimistic Adolf, Frederica Vela Dembitz was living with her uncle.